This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, January 29th, 2013. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from Walton Arts Center, presenting the Tony Award-winning Broadway production Memphis, Tuesday, February 5th through Sunday the 10th. From the underground dance clubs of 1950s Memphis, Tennessee, this musical tells a story of love and the birth of rock and roll. Tickets and more information available at waltonartscenter.org or 443-5600.
Ahead on Ozarks, how new tech schools are changing education for some high school students. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis talks to teachers in Rogers and Lincoln about their work. Plus, the band Paper Heart split up when some of the members moved away years ago. This weekend, for one night only, the original band is back together, and some of their fans might be traveling from just as far as the band for the show.
First, the Arkansas Senate yesterday passed a bill that would allow churchgoers to carry concealed handguns on church grounds. It now advances to the House. Senator Stephanie Flowers, a Democrat from Pine Bluff, spoke against the bill on the issue of liability. She tried to add an amendment to the bill that would require churches that allow concealed handguns to carry liability insurance.
We're humans. And people with permits to carry concealed handguns are humans, subject to human mistakes.
Senator Brian King, a Republican from Green Forest, filed the bill. He says it's an issue of safety, especially for small rural churches.
This is not the type of bill that you're really happy about having to pass, but it's just in today's society, as we see, there's violence and crime in church, and it just gives each church the right to make their decisions on how they want to handle security.
The bill passed 28-4, while three senators didn't vote. A spokesman for Governor Mike Beebe said yesterday the governor would sign the bill if it reaches his desk.
With assistance from state agriculture experts, farmers in Arkansas are reviewing provisions outlined in the federal farm bill. After not approving a new farm bill in 2012, Congress agreed to extend the 2008 farm bill for an additional 9 months. Harrison Pittman, the director of the National Agricultural Law Center in Fayetteville, says producers need to attend upcoming meetings.
Because it's directly relevant to their business operation, their farming operation, their interaction with the lenders, and how they begin to look at and forecast their business decisions in the future. Other ongoing issues that we hope to bring some clarity to is the issue of direct payments and whether those payments can still be taken back, and know that we're a resource that's out there not only on these issues but everything else that they may confront.
He says three meetings will take place in northern, southern, and central Arkansas this week and next.
Operations at Drake Field may soon be under the control of the city of Fayetteville. That's if the city council decides to terminate its contract with Millionaire Fayetteville, the current fixed base operator at the airport. As per the contract in request, the company provides general aviation service for the airport, including fuel service, aircraft cleaning and parking for transient aircraft, as well as concierge service for travelers. But Airport Director Ray Boudreau says city control of airport operations would come with benefits.
Well, we would be totally in control of our pricing strategy, totally in control of our service, totally in control of our fuel contract, being able to provide the best possible service at the best possible price to our customers, and it would be our decision, the airport's decision, and the city's decision, rather than having a contractor do it.
Millionaire Fayetteville was first contracted by the city in 2005, and its contract was extended for 10 years in 2010. Although he says that the outfit has been a good operator in years past, Boudreau says the company has had recent troubles meeting its payment obligations to the city. While he admits economic times are tough for businesses, Boudreau says the city can't wait any longer for the company to make timely payments. The move to terminate the contract has been endorsed by the city's airport board. Running the service in-house is not a new concept for Fayetteville. Boudreau says prior to the contract with Millionaire Fayetteville, the city ran the airport from 2001 to 2005.
To be quite honest with you, it's not rocket science. It is a business. You got to make more than you spend. Of course, all the new employees and everything that we would require to provide the service, we would be able to pay for from the revenues generated from the sale of fuel and other sundries and other arrangements that are made. We sell fuel and oil and all those things and services, clean airplanes. We provide complete service for air crew and for passengers.
Fayetteville City Council is scheduled to discuss terminating the contract at its next meeting in February.
The Jones Center in Springdale is receiving another significant financial gift. Yesterday, the center announced a $250,000 gift from the Walmart Foundation. According to the Jones Center, the grant will support existing and new youth programs at the facility, including year-round and summer youth programs. The grant will also support recreational facilities at the center, which include 2 year-round indoor swimming pools and the region's only indoor ice rink. In addition, the grant will go toward establishing membership scholarships. In October, the Jones Center implemented different levels of membership, including an annual adult membership cost of $25. The scholarships will help ensure access to the Jones Center for more area residents.
One of the area's beer distributors is helping ensure that University of Arkansas students have a safe ride home. This morning, representatives of McBride Distribution Company, the Fayetteville-based Anheuser-Busch distributor, presented a check to the university's Associated Student Government to support the college's Safe Ride program. According to the university, Safe Ride provides students with a free, safe means of transportation from any uncomfortable or inconvenient situation, which could include students too inebriated to drive home. The service picks up students anywhere within Fayetteville city limits and takes them to their residences as registered with the university.
3 out of 5 preseason polls have ranked the Arkansas Razorback baseball team the top college team in the nation. The Diamond Hogs picked up another number one ranking yesterday in the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association poll. The team finished last year with a 46-22 record and finished the College World Series in a tie for third. 10 pitchers from last year's campaign will return this season, which begins February 15th when Arkansas hosts Western Illinois.
Tonight, expect cloudy skies with a 70% chance of rain and a low of 35 degrees in northwest Arkansas and a low of 42 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a high near 41 in northwest Arkansas and a high of 49 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, expect mostly cloudy conditions with lows from the mid to upper 20s.